Springs Thursday afternoon at the 4A Girls State Tournament. Rusty, what's happening today? How you doing?
Oh, not a lot. How are you guys doing?
So you buy into that. Fifth-year seniors over there at Uinta County, that's why they're always so challenging to play?
I don't know, but I know they're always disciplined.
All right, Rusty, I'll just go ahead and get right into it. What's it going to take for you guys to get to the state championship game for the fourth year in a row?
Well, we're going to have to start shooting the ball a little bit better and just trying to get, you know, getting our inside-outside game going a little bit better. And then we just have to play four quarters instead of two and a half or three and a half or whatever we have.
You know, it has been kind of a struggle shooting the ball, but it's not necessarily the outside shot. It's some of the inside, the layups, the ones that you feel, I'm guessing you feel as a coach, that the team should be making, you know, more than they are. That's the real struggle right now, isn't it?
Yeah, we have. We've been missing a lot of easy shots inside, and I think a lot of it is just, you know, can be like you know, just not concentrating, just hurrying everything instead of just taking their time and shooting it. I think we're throwing it up there a lot. And that's exactly right. I mean, we're going to have to finish when we're inside. And I think outside, I do think that our shooting's gotten better over the course of the year.
I want to ask you this one. You know, the Sheridan game last Friday, I'm sure, is one you'd like to really forget. But I'm not bringing up the game. I'm just going to ask you, if Sheridan gets that kind of production from the players they got against you guys, is anybody going to beat them the way they played that game?
Well, you know what? I mean, I thought they I told the kids after the game, I said, those coaches deserve a ton of credit because those kids have came a long way. And to play like they played against us, they didn't miss very many shots at all. And Robbie makes that team really go. And she's so good that he gets them all wide open looks. They're tough. And if they knock them down and they get the production out of those kids like that, they're going to be very tough to beat. Now, having said that, Natrona's probably going to be in the semis with them. And I think Natrona's a tough team, too. So that might be a pretty good game to watch.
I said, that's the first time I'd seen Robbie Ryan play this year. I'd seen her play the previous 3 years. But she's gotten better from last year, even. I mean, she's just a different player, and I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but she plays, you know, the men's or boys game and the girls and women's game is a different game. She plays like a guy sometimes out there, just the way she's able to do some of those moves. You don't see that at the high school level in Wyoming in girls basketball.
No, she's an incredible kid. I mean, she's such a nice kid, too, but we stopped the film the other day just to show the girls where she elevates and shoots her jump shot from, and I think that's probably what scared our girls when we played them. I don't know, but she's an amazing talent. I mean, what she does is unreal, and she is very quick. She's very strong. She's very smart, and she can really pass the ball, too.
Rusty Horsley joining us, East Girls Basketball Coach here in the Sports Zone. You know, it's the same old that we've been kind of dealing with for the last several years. And, you know, I've asked you about it with the discrepancy between East and West. Now, Natrona stepped up after missing out a little bit last year. Kelly Walsh had the upset last year and Central was able to beat them. But nonetheless, it's the three teams in the East and Natrona. I mean, it's got to be difficult because they rolled through that West Conference, and now they're going to see the best teams in the state over again. It's got to be difficult for them and a big advantage for you guys in the eastern part of the state should you get past your first-round matchup.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, it's one of those old things where when you play good competition, it's going to make your team better and it's going to make you better. And I think sometimes for Natrona, in that first round, when they see the number four team out of our conference, usually that's a pretty good team. And so when they're not playing anybody, it can really be a detriment to them to where, you know, they're not used to pressure. Or if they do get in close games, they're not used to close games. So sometimes you can lose a close one like that. And so having done that and having played in all those conferences, in that conference like that, when they're blowing people out by 40 points, I don't know if that does them justice.
You get Rock Springs Thursday afternoon. It's been a while since you've seen them, But, you know, based on how they're playing right now and the way you guys are heading into the state tournament, what does this matchup look like for you guys?
Well, you know, I think if we shoot the ball well, we rebound well, and do the little things and play hard all the time, I think we should be fine. And, you know, I think Rock Springs throughout the year, they've improved a lot. They have two really good players in that Justanic and the Stevie Hill kid. And so both those kids are really good. I know Stevie Hill scored 18 on his first time we played him, and we were doing some things differently defensively. But, you know, with Katie Loken and Jesse Erickson, they'll probably play on those two. And I think we've gotten better over the year defensively. So, you know, we're going to have to play good, solid defense, do all the little things. And maybe, you know, if we could put together four quarters, I think really good things would happen for us.
Didn't you see these guys in the first round last year?
You know, I think I was talking to the girls about this tonight at film. I said, I think we played Rock Springs the last 6 years at state.
You've seen a lot of players come through there. You know them as well as your kids.
I know. Yeah. So it's been a pretty interesting run with Rock Springs, you know. And I do think they're really improved right now. And they do that, you know, those two kids are scary and they can really play. If they play together, you know, one will usually score 18 and the other one two, or vice versa. But if they both go off, it's a little scary.
All right. Hey, Rusty, we appreciate the time. We'll see you over in Casper Thursday afternoon. And should be a fun one. Hopefully it's a long weekend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it a lot. Take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Yep.